TOMIS, your mobile travel guide. Presented by the State Capital of Potsdam. With the kind support of history. Brockers House. The old Potsdam City Canal also ran alongside the street called Yorkstrasse. At one time, it ran through the entire city centre. In 1722, the canal was straightened and given borders, and a little later, Frederick II had it altered to fit into the new city design plan by having stone bridges and artfully crafted railings constructed. In the 1960s, the canal was completely filled in. Here on Yorkstrasse, you can again see it as it was during Frederick's times. One of the most impressive buildings of Frederick's Potsdam can be seen right on the city canal, the Brockers House, named after its first inhabitant, Johann Christoph Brockers. The front is divided into three compartments along its entire length of 58 metres. The wide centre avant-corps is emphasised through architectural and figurative elements in a special way. Between two pilasters, there are four columns supporting a gable, which once was richly adorned with plasterwork and sculptures. This marvellous and, yes, enormous palace from 1770 on the banks of the City Canal was the work of the architect Carl von Gontard. The lavish exterior design, however, is deceiving because no members of the royal family lived here, but only artisans. Among them was the Potsdam glass cutter Johann Christoph Brockers, who did invaluable work in the palaces of Frederick II. Hidden behind the glass facade were living quarters and exhibition rooms. The workshops were in the courtyard behind them. In all likelihood, Gontard chose French palaces as models, but an old plan for the facade of the Royal Stables in Berlin may have been considered as well. The Brockers House is a prominent example of the palace facades which were personally chosen by Frederick II himself and include classical columnar divisions. The outward impression made by his splendid royal seat was especially important to him. It was the realization of his vision for Potsdam. After the death of Brockers, the Prussian Ministry of Finance took over the building. After 1945, it belonged to the German Postal Service and was used quite mundanely as the telephone line application office. Thanks for listening. The State Capital of Potsdam and History wish you a pleasant stay.